Why wouldn't you want to know?
I don't know.
What if it is the finger?
If it's, if it's more complex than the finger in the butt, I don't know.
What if it is? It
might be a little disturbing.
He'll come through, kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll come through, kick you in the dick. Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
Talking. I'll be background music.
Yeah.
Maria, Maria.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the apparent petty old man Wade, and I'm sitting with my lovely wife.
Hey.
With her normal enthusiasm. Oh, more enthusiasm than normal. And I'm
I was shopping.
Oh. She's happy because he's shopping. What a woman.
What does that even mean?
You're a woman, you're shopping, and you're happy. Yeah, I'm being sexist, so
okay.
Lady listeners, sorry, but get over it. I can be an asshole sometimes. And across the pond and across the way and down the highway, we have the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior, Super Wagabi.
What up?
All right, babe, you can go make a drink now.
Did you say apparently petty?
The apparent petty.
Man, you're all the way petty, bro.
No, right?
I didn't say apparently petty. I said the apparent petty. Now I got the hiccups. Cause y'all are assholes. See what you guys do? Look what you made me do. Look what I made for you. I was sitting here fine. I didn't have the hiccups all day. Then all of a sudden, my wife and all my friends start making fun of me, telling me that I don't trust people that I don't know. But no.
I mean, you are a grown man, bro. Like you can punch the creepy guy in the van now. Like,
oh no, he got candy. I'm going in the van.
Like, you could steal his candy. Like, yeah, you could do that. You could go in the van, get his candy, and if he tries to touch you someplace you don't want, you could punch him right in the face.
Oh, no, I'm just walking and taking the candy, and actually, no. You know what? Here's a funny story for you. I was walking home from an ex's house, like, a decade or some change ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, longer than that. It was like a decade and a half. No, shit. But long story short, it was a long time ago. And I'm walking down a particular street in Boston. If you're from Boston, then you know where the cemetery is between Walk Hill and Cummins Highway.
Mattapan?
No. Close. Yeah, it's still technically Mattapan.
That's Mattapan.
Yeah, still technically Mattapan. But you know that real creepy one when you take that left on Walk Hill and you're going towards Cummins Highway?
I mean, I drive, I don't walk, but...
Oh, motherfucker, you know what I mean. But anyway, I'm walking down this creepy-ass highway. It's late at night. The buses and trains stop running, so I'm walking home. It normally takes me about 2 hours, but I got my headphones, I got my my Walkman, and I got my thoughts, so I'm good. I'm walking down, and this dude out of nowhere pulls up in a van and goes, "Hey, do you need a ride?" I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm perfectly fine. And he goes, "Are you sure?" I go, "Yeah, I'm good." And he keeps driving. I'm like, dog.
Is this when you stop trusting people?
I'm surprised he didn't ask you if you want candy.
Who touched you?
You know, all y'all can kiss my ass.
Who kissed your ass, old man?
Yo, it was so fucking weird, and I swear to you, and like, and of course the fucking minivan was fucking like the back of the windows were tinted and shit. It was a dog. It was a minivan.
In the back, that's even grosser than like.
Yeah, it's grosser
like
than
that utility van.
Like, yo, it's grosser. Yes, it is. But yo, let me tell you.
You need to kidnap me in a minivan, bro? Like, what the fuck?
Dog, you know there was like either someone back there who with duct tape, or there was somebody back there with a vial of like that Dexter fucking fluid.
A minivan?
I think all minivans come with like a soda stand and on one of the seats and like about like a stale fry. Skinny.
No, a minivan, not the Skinner. Like the ones
that soccer moms drive.
Yes. Oh. My wife thought she was talking about. I thought I was talking about the all white Skinner vans.
He was gonna kidnap you on his way from picking up his daughter from her recital.
Yeah, at 2 a.m.
He's a creep.
Yo, it was creepy as fuck. Yeah, and this was like, and I was a little skinnier then, but like I still had broad shoulders and all that or whatever. Yeah. But so I didn't look like a target. I must have been the yo. We didn't meet our quota. Let's just find anybody we can.
Were you showing off your chest here, like you're doing right now?
No, I actually didn't have chest hair then.
You trying to get a little sexy on the Skype vid?
Dude, chest hair is sexy. This is like 3 steps over. Yo, this is 3 steps over taco meat. This ain't sexy.
I was gonna call it taco meat.
It's 3 steps over taco meat. Trust me, I know what it is. I know what this is. But all I'm saying is that shit was creepy as fuck, and it should have never have happened. Yeah, man.
What are we talking about today, old man?
Oh, we got a plethora of topics, man. We're going to start off... Plethora. Huh?
Is it plethora or plethora?
I don't know. First and foremost, I got a topic, and I've been dying to talk about this. People, stop playing with Cardi B.
Yeah, for real.
Yo, Cardi B is with the shits.
Yeah.
Yo. So, there was a tweet that went out. Someone named Deanne Lorraine, I don't know who she is, but she's got the American flag in her fucking name, and she's got a verified check, so fuck her. So I'm pretty sure she's an asshole. And it goes, America needs far more women like Melania Trump, or Melania, whatever it is, Melania Trump, and far less like Cardi B. And Cardi B had the best response ever. Didn't she sell that WAP?
Damn, bomb drop. Yo, we need a bomb drop. Damn, bro.
Yeah, where's fucking... What the fuck is his name from New York? Where's DJ... Where's Flex? Where's Funkmaster Flex with the bomb right now?
We definitely need that Funkmaster Flex bomb. Like, that... Damn. Didn't she used to sell that WAP? And she put a little product placement.
Yeah.
Branding in there. Yo, Cardi B would, like... She'll profit off of clowning.
Yeah, like this... Yo, she... Everyone's... Oh, I figure, who was a Teflon Don? Was that 50? Was 50 the Teflon Don?
Nah, I don't think that... Nah.
I figure who the Teflon Don was. But, like, whoever the Teflon Don is, move over. That's Cardi.
Man, like, I love Cardi B, man. I posted a Cardi B appreciation pic. Her and her very cute little daughter.
Apparently, right? So apparently it's John Gotti.
Go ahead.
John Gotti is the Teflon Don.
I was going to say, wasn't it like an old school gangster? But yeah, man, Cardi B, man, she could go from being an awesome mom, apparently, to dog walking you on Twitter.
Yeah, like, y'all do not want that fucking smoke with her.
Mm. Ain't she from the Bronx? I'm too lazy to wiki her stats, but...
You know what's funny? That sounds about right. Cardi sounds like she's hood from the Bronx. Like
the Bronx hood, like...
Yeah. What did Jay-Z say? I'm on the hood. Not the hood. The hood. You know what I mean?
The hood. Yeah.
Like, she sounds like she's, like, with the shits. Like, you know what I mean? So.
But why even make that... why even bring up Cardi B in that conversation? Like, we need more Melanias than Cardi B? Like, I don't get... What do they have to do with each other? Like, are they opposite ends of some spectrum?
According to them, yeah. You know how it is, man. Like, people just say shit.
Like, you know, so Cardi B is like the opposite of Melania Trump.
Apparently. But the funny
thing... Except for they're super way more like, actually, Melania Trump's more of a whore, but... Like, she legit just sold her pussy to the highest bidder, so I don't really understand what her problem is with Cardi B, because look at the way Melania she looks at that
it.
Man.
Melania didn't say
no,
it.
But I'm saying for people who are talking shit about Cardi B and about what-ass pussy, like, Melania Trump, like, literally sold her fucking soul to the devil just to have money, like, and to get probably a green card, like, she does.
Oh, shit.
Like, who would choose that? Nobody, and look, the way she looks at him... every picture, like,
you see, won't even hold his hand.
She just, like, looks disgusted by him. There's never a loving moment. She looks either disgusted or terrified.
I mean, that might be the Botox or something, though.
Maybe.
Not able to show emotions.
Emotions? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, but it's so, but it's so true, though. Like, there's a, there, we have seen a million pictures where, like, he goes to try to hold her hand, and she's like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
And it cracks me up that, like...
Does she say it just like that? She just whispers in his ears, no, bitch.
Probably.
I wouldn't be shocked if she did, like, on any conceivable level. It's like, dog, get the fuck out of here with that shit. But, like...
I see. But, I mean, how can you... Like, I can't... I don't think it's possible to look at Donald Trump. It's like, she's seen him naked.
Ugh.
Like...
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
No, she hasn't.
Right? Like, she always looks disgusted because she's like, ugh.
Again... Donald Trump has never had sex.
Yes, his kid looks just like him, Mark.
Yeah, because he jacked off in a cup.
No.
He's never had sex.
Okay. A man with that much money, there's no way he hasn't had sex ever.
Especially in the 80s.
Especially being on fucking Epstein's Island. You think that dude wasn't touching little kids? I'm sure he was. Seeing pictures of him with his own child? Fucking creepy.
He has never had sex. Okay. I stay by that. Like, I fully believe... There's nothing you can tell me... Like, you know what I mean? You can show me a sex tape, I'm gonna go, that's Photoshopped. He's never had sex.
Why do you think that, though? What makes
He's gonna die on that hill, huh?
I don't understand what would make you think that about him.
Have you seen him?
Mark, he's a fucking bazillionaire. Nobody gives a fuck when you're rich.
Yeah, do you know what a woman will do? Oh, hey, I'll jack you off. But he's never had his penis inserted in a vagina. Ever.
I mean, okay. I've seen women do fucked up shit to some really ugly fucking men.
Yeah.
Because they thought they were going
to get something out of it. I'm sure they have. I don't think Donald Trump knows what it's... Excuse me. I don't think Fuckboy45 knows what it's like to be inside a warm vagina. Okay. I don't think he does. I think that, like, he looks at it and goes, where's the hole? I can't see the hole. And, like, and they're like, it's right here. And, like, I can't see it. And they're like, fuck it. They just jack him off.
Okay.
Thank you for that image.
Right? Like, that was a way too descriptive.
I appreciate that.
I'm actually tweeting it right now.
You're tweeting it?
I'm tweeting it right now. Has never had sex.
I fucking can't.
I mean, he's grabbed pussy before, though.
I don't think he's done that! I think he's grabbing...
I don't think Donald Trump's grabbed the woman by her pussy.
No, I think he's attempted to and then grabbed the inner thigh. It's like, their vagina's on their thigh, right? And they're like, yes, Donald, it's on their thigh. No man needs a... No man buys a gold toilet and has had sex.
I want a gold toilet.
There's probably mad rappers who have like fucking gold toilets.
And I don't think they've had sex either. And I don't think they've had sex either.
Mark, if you could shit on a golden throne, don't tell me you wouldn't.
No! A golden bidet?
Bullshit. To say you have all that money and you can shit on a golden throne.
I would shit and piss on
you.
I would shit and piss on one, but I'm not buying one.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to be invited to my house with my
bidet. I feel like if Mark made it big, I would have to be like, no, Mark, we're not getting that.
Who's Mark?
Old man.
I'm going to send him the Home Depot link. The golden toilet.
I would shit.
And when you make it big.
I would shit and piss in a golden toilet. But I am never paying the money for one. Fuck that noise.
I don't believe you.
That's fine.
I believe if you had fuck you money, you would totally get a golden toilet.
Oh, if I had fuck you money.
It'd be in the woods just like fucking
Rick Sanchez.
Be in the middle of the woods, your own quiet place, the golden throne. There'd be like sparkly shit around it for you to look at. A big TV screen.
Oh, I would definitely do all that, but I wouldn't pay for a golden toilet. It just seems
pointless.
Imagine a vibranium
toilet.
Again, a vibranium toilet.
You know when you wake up at night and you gotta pee, but you don't want to sound like a monster, so you kind of aim your pee to like the sides of the inner toilet so it doesn't splash into the water. You wouldn't have to do that with a vibranium toilet.
That's a thing.
Yes.
It absorbs all sounds.
Yeah, vibranium absorbs sound.
No, I'm not talking about vibranium. I didn't know you actually aimed in the toilet not to make noise at night. I didn't know that was a thing, I guess.
Are we animals?
I mean, I can't aim, so I don't. Yeah. I didn't know you could do such a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the number one privilege of being a man.
Is that you can take a quiet pee and I can't?
Yeah.
That's why we are the
Don't say it.
That's why we are the leaders.
Oh god. Shut your mouth.
We were able to aim our piss at the predators. And so we all evolved.
That's what it is. We can aim.
I don't know if it's annoying. I apologize.
That's what it is. We can AMRP, and that's what separates us from the animals, the ability to AMRP.
Yo, there you go. You said it better than I did.
The ability to AMRP is what separates us from the animals.
But, I mean, back to that. I don't understand anybody who comes at Cardi anyway.
No, at all.
Like, I don't get it, because you know she's going to end up coming back at you with... gonna be bad.
Like, people forget, like...
Leave her alone. She's smarter than you. She's... Like, that's the thing, though. People think she's stupid, and she's not.
She plays the... You know what's funny, Javi? Do you remember last year when you got mad at me for playing the idiot, and you were like, I fucking hate when you do that? Mm-hmm. Cardi B plays the role because it suits her well.
She doesn't play an idiot.
Oh, she does. She absolutely does.
I don't think she plays the idiot. She never acts like an idiot. She just acts like herself and people think she's
not. No. There's a difference between acting like yourself and then playing up a role. Like, when she's like...
I just want the listening audience to know that Super Woke disagrees with Old Man Wade on this subject.
Yeah, like, I don't think that's an act. I think it's her real personality.
When she's like, coronavirus! Let me rephrase. She's playing a personality. Idiot is the wrong word. She's playing a personality. I don't think the Cardi B personality she throws out is the same. I think she's hood as fuck. I think she's about that shit if you fuck with her. But I think a lot of the things that she tweets and says isn't really what she feels. Because sometimes she says something and it contradicts the things that she does. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Dog, I've been drinking, so I can't give you any... Okay, when she says, like, random shit, it's like... This doesn't make, like, her joking about the coronavirus. That goes against all the stuff she says because it's like she's all about safety. She's all about keeping people aware of the things that are going on.
Yeah.
But then, like,
let me say... She doesn't say anything in her joke. Disregard the safety of COVID. Like, I feel like people... I think this... And it's not... This is not you, old man. I think a lot of people do this, right? They look at somebody like Cardi B... And they think that because they're not used to a woman like that being able to express herself so freely without fear of judgment or fear of the consequences of judgment,
mm-hmm.
that she may be putting on an act. But I don't think so, man. I think that she's young, she's rich.
She's funny.
And she's enjoying life.
Yeah. Like, the coronavirus video wasn't, like, making fun of it. It was her being like, nah, watch out, y'all. Better watch out. It's coronavirus. It's like that.
It was her. It seemed like it, from my perspective, it seemed like she was making light of the situation. And I'm also, but again, I'm also guilty
just
of...
Just like a man.
Oh, my God. Please don't put that out in the air, because people will actually believe that shit. I think it felt like it was her making light of it. Granted, I know that she's aware of how dangerous the situation was. But, okay, you know what? Here's a better example of it. Sometimes she's goofier about things, and that gives a perception that she's not intelligent as she is. But realistically, if you know her, you're like, eh, that's not who she really is. Because people look at me like that sometimes. And they're like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, because you don't fucking know me. But if you pay attention to Cardi, you know that she's more than just a street nigga. She's more than, like, she's a hustler. And people have this assumption that if you're a hustler, then that just means that, like, you're just street. A hustler is someone who can make something out of nothing. You know what I mean? Turn a dime to...
But I think that's street, though. I don't see that as a negative.
No, you don't, because you understand what it's like. You understand what it's like to be a hustler. You understand what it's like to go to school and then put in 40 hours of work, 40 plus hours of work as an Uber driver. Like, you know what I mean? And then come visit me and then go record. You understand what that's like. Like, you understand what it means to really be a hustler. A lot of people don't really get that.
I get that. And I don't want to just seem like I don't understand what you're saying or even agree with you. I just think that what if she was just street? Or whatever that means. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is, other than the perception that certain people will have about that, is there anything negative about being street? Is that a negative connotation?
To us, no. To but someone like
forget,
me,
forget the perceptions, but just in general. Is that a negative thing?
No, I don't. But again, like, there is no. But if there is, I don't think you can make that. I don't think you can ask that question, because there are a lot of people who don't understand what it's like to be street. Street to me is something like, if you're in an area you don't know, you keep your head on a swivel. You turn down your iPod when you're walking around because you don't know what's around the fucking corner. And you can be in the most suburban of areas and still be like, yo, let me make sure that I'm not somewhere where the situation is going to be fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's street to me. Street is like being aware of your surroundings and knowing how to adapt to what's going on. That's street to me. Street is like common sense. Street is being able to, like, take what you have and turn it into a full course meal.
That's what she did.
Yeah, I agree. And Cardi B is street. But people look at being street as a negative thing.
She just doesn't give a fuck, though.
The common misconception of street isn't what it really is. People don't know what it's like. A lot of people who will look at Cardi as someone who's an idiot won't get what she's doing. They don't understand how, like, she hustled people in a strip club into, like, getting new boobs, getting new titties. Joe Budden has talked about how, like, she used to watch Cardi B hustle and, like, basically play dudes out of money because they were like, yo,
you're smart.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I see a trick. Get that trick. Get a hundred. Get $1,000 out of that trick. Because she's smart enough
to do it. But that's what I mean, though. Like, I don't think that's a personality. I don't think that's a show. I think that's just who she is. She just is smart on top of it. Like, you can be hood and be smart. Like, I know a lot of people that are hood and that are smart. They're hood. They don't change. They didn't change the way they act based off their level of education, because it's just who they are.
I agree.
And like, I feel like that's her. Like, yes, people look at her like she's dumb, but she's not. And she refuses to change herself to fit the perspective of what people think she should be as a smart woman.
You articulated everything that I wanted to say better than I did. Okay. Everything that you said is exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like she is street, but she's intelligent. Not only is she intelligent, then she's smart. There's a difference between being intelligent and then there's also a difference between being smart. She also has common sense. She's business savvy. Like, you know what I mean? I remember people got on her for, like, oh, you don't write your lyrics. And she was like, and? You know what I mean? People forget that there's more to rapping than just writing your lyrics. You can write someone 1,000 bars and they can spit them terribly. She still has work to do. You know what I mean? So it's just funny when people don't really, understand the concept of how good she is and what she does. Javi, your retort.
I love Cardi B.
Ditto, Super Bowl.
Really? I love hood girls, bro. You already know that.
Well, I mean, we won't get into that, but we know.
Well, that's the thing, too, and I think the whole perception, like, what hood means, like I grew up in the projects, like.
I grew up in the hood, too.
Pointed at me. Same thing with you. Like, we both represent, and Valkyrie. All three of us represent street culture, but I don't think we reflect what most people think about it. I don't even like. I guess that's why I have issues with people just simplifying everything that Cardi B is.
I agree, and let me just say this: I don't want to come off like I don't understand what Cardi B does, because I love her. She's an inspiration. Like, she makes me want to do better. Like, she reminds me that, like, you can find a game, you can find your mark, and then hit it. You know what I mean? She's fucking amazing. I don't cook, I don't clean, but I'll tell you I got this ring. I was like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? She got that ring from being herself. Like, you know what I mean? She got that ring from being... And I'm not even talking about marriage. I'm talking about her a ring as opposed to... I'm talking a ring in perspective of what she's become.
She's, I just want to say that bar isn't for any for everybody. That
It isn't. You know,
that's for people with maid money. With regular house cleaning money.
Yeah. Like, it's... when you understand that, like, she's basically saying, like, I hustled to get this shit. Yes, I may be reading deeper into this, but I look at Cardi B and it's like, no. She knows what she's doing. She understands what she is, and she understands that, like, she's a mogul. When the book of Cardi B is finished, we're gonna be looking at her like, holy shit, we've never seen anybody like her. Like, she's not, like, she didn't fuck her face up like, unfortunately, like Lil' Kim, and yeah. And looks like, I hope to Odin, that it's not Nicki Minaj is doing. Cardi just kind of seemed to be, like, happy with where she is. You know what I mean? Like, she's never shied away from speaking up and speaking the truth. But she also grew up in a different era than a lot of these other women, like, who came up, like, she was around, like, she didn't live in an era where there was no internet, you know what I mean? So she's found a way to, like, make it her thing. Mm-hmm. She's always, like, for as long as, like, she's been around, like, she's always, I've always looked, even if I don't like her music, I like her. I like what she does. I love the way she moves. And she always finds a way to keep herself in the mouths of people, on the blogs of the internet, on Instagram, on Twitter, because she's just that damn good at what she does.
I agree, old man.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's just my 2 cents on that.
That's more like a dollar, but alright.
Valkyrie, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I said what I said.
No, but I kind of feel like, because you love Cardi. Like,
I said what I said.
Oh, my bad. All right.
Exactly. She loves Cardi. Don't pressure her.
Yeah. I don't cook. I don't clean. But I'll tell you when I cut this ring. I fucking love that line. Yo, I love that song. Like, fuck y'all. If y'all don't like that song, fuck y'all. That song is fucking... Let me rephrase that. If y'all disparage that song as, like, something that's not what it is, fuck y'all. That song is great. Oh, man.
That's a very good... I think that's a very underrated song to play while you're having sex, too.
I don't think I'm ever going to play WAP while I'm having sex.
Are you crazy?
Am I crazy? Possibly.
That's what you put in, like... You know... During that moment where, you know... You're starting to put your back into it.
Oh, you mean the guy with 2 surgeries?
Bro...
With 2 back surgeries?
Jordan played with his ankle foam. I don't want to hear any excuses, alright? You put on some WAP.
You put on some WAP, you make some WAP. Dog, what is wrong with you?
Sorry.
I got a question for the two of you. I'll ask my wife first. Hey, Valkyrie.
Hey.
What are your feelings on... throwing stuff?
What do you mean throwing stuff?
You would say, like, if you wanted to throw something a good distance, you could, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Super woke. You can throw things a good distance if you needed to, right?
I guess.
All right. Could you throw, we'll say, a can of Campbell's soup?
Can of Campbell's soup. Well, I've been told that cans of soup are, like, kind of perfect for throwing. So I'm guessing I can.
Okay. Valkyrie, could you throw a brick?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Hold on, give me a second.
It's water. And then they have cans of soup. Soup. And they throw the cans of soup. That's better than a brick because you can't throw a brick. It's too heavy. But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right? Yes, sir. And then when they get caught, they say, no, this is soup for my family. They're so innocent. This is soup for my family. It's incredible. And you have people coming over with bags of soup, big bags of soup, and they lay it on the ground, and the anarchists take it, and they start throwing it at our cops, at our...
Who wants a go first on this.
I don't know who that is, but...
I mean...
Definitely sounds like somebody who has sex.
He's an idiot, and I understand kind of what he was saying, because trajectory-wise, would it be easier to throw a can of soup further than a brick because of its shape and such? Possibly. Maybe that's what he was trying to say. Like, the force and velocity you'd have behind it would be more...
But he said people are coming over. He said people are coming over with bags of cans of soup. I mean, and people can't... No, he said people can't throw bricks. Literally, like... Ollie, please. This man has never had...
Like, I've tried to throw a brick before, and it just doesn't happen. Like, it literally just falls out of my hand before I throw it.
Oh,
it's
hold on, too heavy. Hold on, there's more. There's more.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Like, what?
Hold on. There's more.
There's more? Oh, my God.
It hits you. That's worse than a brick, because it's got force. It's the perfect size. It's, like, made perfect. And when they get caught, they say, no, this is just soup for my family. And then the media says, this is just soup. These people are very, very innocent. They're innocent people. These are just protesters. Isn't it wonderful to allow protesting? No. And by the way, the media knows it better than we do. They know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Media and its soup can bias.
Media soup. There he is. Oh, fucking media soup.
I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy because stories are complicated. I think this probably relates to, like, this bus of protesters that got arrested. And I remember reading the headline, like, bus filled with people heading to feed protesters or something was arrested. Now, keep in mind, you know, things are complicated. It's quite possible that they were arrested for a good reason. But it's also possible that they were arrested because cops are assholes.
There was a, No, go ahead.
Now, I was saying that the problem with Trump is that just him talking about this kind of creates even more confusion because he lies so much. Like, and he just sounds ridiculous. Like, that whole, like, what the fuck? That's the, ladies and gentlemen, that's the president of the United States of America.
Throw shade, not bricks.
What is wrong with this dude?
He's never had sex.
Stop it.
He's had sex. He's definitely had sex.
No, a man who has sex has never said, you can't throw a brick.
Yeah?
Dog, literally, a man who has thrown a brick has never said, you can't... A man who's had sex has never said, you can't throw a brick.
So, you're, so by order of operations, that means that nobody who had... There isn't a man on this earth... who has had sex, who hasn't thrown a brick.
No. What I'm saying is, a man who says you can't throw a brick has never had sex.
Really?
Yes.
I like the way you're thinking.
Here's my thing. All right. Super Bowl.
Yes.
Have you ever had sex with a woman who was way...
Yes, I've had sex with a woman.
Have you ever outkicked your coverage?
Outkicked my coverage?
He's married to it.
Oh, that's wrong.
I love you. I'm just kidding.
That's fucked up. By the way.
Wait, what did she say?
Don't worry about it.
I said you're married to it. He said, did you ever upkick your coverage? I said he's married to her.
Yeah, but I think that honestly...
That's just because I think your wife's beautiful.
I've had to come to terms early on that the people I've been with have been way more attractive than I have any right being with them. My wife, definitely in particular.
And she's beautiful.
And that's my point.
I don't get it.
And you
pretty
know,
good lady, I don't get it.
And you know you can throw a brick. You know who's out of fuckboys cover out of fuckboys.
I mean,
cover?
I don't know if I could throw a brick. I mean,
God,
he's like, could I?
You know,
I mean,
you.
I never really threw a brick.
You're
is that something that am I missing out or what?
Oh God, the role of contrarian will be played by Super Bowl Javi today.
I never threw a brick.
No. You said you don't know if you can throw a brick. You can throw a fucking brick.
I mean, what kind of brick is it? Is it a big brick?
What kind of brick is it?
And how far are we throwing it? Is it a lead brick? Have you ever seen a lead brick? Remember, shit's heavy.
Long story short, that man has never had sex. I don't care what you guys tell me. Every time he opens his mouth, I swear to you, if a woman walks, okay, he's like a joke. The president walks into a bar and says he wants to have sex. A hooker says, how much? The president says, I'm the president. The hooker goes, okay, this will work for me. They go back to a room. Let me finish.
Finish your story.
President walks into the room and takes his clothes off. He gets an erection. The sex worker, is that the correct term? The sex worker walks and lays on the bed, opens her legs, and says, do what you want. And then the president goes, you have to instruct me because I have no idea what to do next.
Is that your fan fiction of Donald Trump?
Do not get me started. I will write a fan fiction of Donald Trump not having sex. I will do
it. I think you should do that.
It's gonna happen now. He's never had sex. I don't care what you tell me.
To this day, I have not felt the need to prove to you that Donald Trump is having sex.
He's never had sex. I don't care. I mean,
you can go ahead and die on that hill all you want, bro. But I'm pretty sure that the 80s, the billionaire that like lived the prime of his life in the 80s, definitely had sex with people with full pubic hair bushes because it was the 80s. As he snorted coke off the breast of another young lady that was probably in the room.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's done all of that for
private jet.
I'm pretty sure he's done all of that for the image. But he has never inserted his penis into a vagina. Donald Trump has never had sex.
I mean, I've heard rumors that he has a micro penis, so he might not have really actually entered a vagina. But I'm pretty sure, you know, there was some private touching. No.
I don't think he's ever stuck his... I'm not having this conversation. We're moving on to the next topic, which I'm pretty sure will come back to me saying that he's never had sex with a fucking woman before.
Ah, but he's had sex with other things.
Yeah, a hand. I don't even think he's ever gotten a blowjob.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a blowjob.
No, he hasn't.
Like in the 80s, he definitely got a blowjob in a stretch Lambo.
No.
Why are we still talking about Donald Trump having sex?
Because he's never had it.
But why are we wasting our time on this?
All right, moving forward. Me and Super Woke had a conversation recently about three women who are three different races who are doing amazing things, and they are Cardi B, Rihanna, and Taylor Swift. Three women who I think are absolutely amazing and who I think are going to reshape not just music, but I also think that they are currently reshaping the way we look at the world in general. Super Woke, you actually brought up Rihanna in the situation, and you've been talking about your love for Taylor Swift as an activist and as a person. So
I don't know if I would consider her an activist. I don't know that much about what she does to
Maybe activist is the wrong... Well, activist may be the wrong word, but she's definitely someone who stands up for the rights of people who don't look like her, and also the rights of musicians who don't have the same kind of clout that she does.
Who are you talking about?
Taylor Swift.
I think what impresses me about Taylor Swift and some of the stances she's taken recently is the fact that I don't think she has to take those stances.
Yeah.
I think Taylor Swift would still be able to print her own money if she was just quiet on social issues. I think she has more to lose than to gain by speaking up on this stuff, given her fan base. So when she does tweet things out, you know, calling the president out on agitating the situations that are happening, I don't know. That's pretty cool to me. I mean, trying to avoid the whole white savior... sorry, it's in my throat. Like, obviously, with the whole white savior thing fresh in my mind talking about this, you know, that's kind of a landmine when it comes to that. But I don't know. I think... I don't know her, but I'm going to assume that her heart's in the right place, at least for now. I think Rihanna, she's just a powerhouse, man. Like, she is a business woman. You know what I mean? Like, I think at this point she's getting to be known more for the stuff she's done outside of music than in music at this point. And Cardi B, I mean, we talked about it at length earlier. It's growing up with women who remind me of Cardi B in a lot of ways. I know how hard it is for them to really be able to express themselves without getting judged or getting like negative consequences for being themselves because of the way people view women in general and women of color from the inner city in particular. It's refreshing to see somebody like her be able to be her authentic self and be successful while she does it. So
yeah,
I don't know. I think all three of those girls are dope to me.
Valkyrie, your thoughts on? Well, we've always spoken on Cardi B at length. What are your thoughts on what Rihanna and Taylor Swift have been doing outside of music?
I don't really know much about Rihanna doing anything, but I don't really know much about her. Like, I think she's a great businesswoman. I don't know what she does outside of that.
She has a lot of philanthropic ventures. Like, she outside of, like, her, like, Fenty and her businesses, she does a lot of outreach for like, when it comes to education. She does a lot of advocating for vulnerable communities, and even as a representative of her country of origin, you know, they named her a cultural ambassador based not just on her music, but just her everything she's done. She spoke at freaking Harvard, not about music, but about her goal in, I think it was education. I believe it was education, like making that more accessible to people. So yeah, sorry. I'm a Rihanna stan, so whatever.
You are, but you also know about her, so that's one of the reasons. And we talked about it recently, about like what she has done, like, you know, so I think it's a good thing that I asked you, because you would know. But I also look at it not even just as an activist standpoint, but just what she's done when it comes to being more than just a singer and a pop star. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it Venti?
Fenty.
Like, she's done a great job with Fenty. She's done a great job with Fenty. What's her lingerie company called?
I think it's Fenty too. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the market, but just go to that. Like, even those businesses had some I think a pretty significant social justice bent to them as well. So I remember when Fenty makeup came out, one of the biggest selling points was that it was relatively affordable, right? And she provided, I don't know, Valkyrie, you'll know more about this than I do, but like a more diverse makeup color palette that represented like a larger
So makeup in general is geared towards white women. The colors, the textures, the ranges were more primarily geared towards white women, like maybe with a tan. It went from like snowflake to like sun-kissed, you know what I mean? And then there'd be like one brown color and that's it. Like one darker tone, and it'd be like camel or like some shit like that. So
leather.
Yeah. So she was one of the first, she probably was the first, I feel like, makeup companies that came up with a line that has like 60 different shades, from like the deepest, darkest like skin color to like paper white. That was really important. Like, it's something, so like when you talk about representation for women of color, that was like important. It was like, wow, I'm so excited. When they showed that, I was like, yes. Like, I'm gonna be able to find a shade that actually matches my skin tone.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and also with her lingerie and clothing, I noticed a big body positive message behind that as well. Like, she has plenty of, I don't say plus size, I say thick models.
THICC.
Whatever. Both shit. And to the skinny models, like it's just like the whole gamut. I think, oh man, you've said this a lot. Like, you know, men have had their chance in running things, right? And I guess
experiment is over.
But I think that Rihanna and her whole persona kind of exemplifies what the world would look like with women having more of a say in the direction that these large companies go, because they do create, they are where trends come from. And I could tell, like, every time she has a drop, like, it's so impactful. Like, the other, like, her competitors kind of, like, it seems like they follow her lead when it comes to, like, inclusion, when it comes to, like, beauty or whatever. So, I don't know. Her impact is deep, bro. Like, people underestimate just exactly what she's done to the culture. It's in a relatively short time, I would think, too.
Yeah, it was just, to me, we were talking about this, and I thought it was cool that, like, we have three different women of three different cultures who don't really need to do what they're doing, but they are.
They're good. And I think, like, Rihanna could live off her catalog.
Oh, yeah, she can.
Oh, absolutely.
Taylor Swift could definitely live off her catalog.
Definitely.
And she...
Cardi B could just come out with a hit every month if she wanted to.
Yeah, she's got... She's got Bruno Mars clout. No, I'm saying, she's got Bruno Mars clout. She could just literally put out songs... Bruno Mars once a year and be fine.
I was saying to old man, it's funny, like, watch, because Taylor Swift started when she was, like, a kid, and it was funny watching her evolve into her own. Like, they wanted her to be this, like, country western, like, blonde, like, cutesy little, like, I don't know, loves her daddy, like, type of girl, and, like, once she was out of contract, she was like, fuck this. Like, she started rebelling when she was younger. And then once she could completely, like, do her own thing, it's when she broke away from all that shit, like, that. And she became her own person. And, like, watching her... I like Taylor Swift. I like her a lot. Like, because watching... I don't know. She stands up for, like, a lot of people and against, like, bullying. And she's, like, all about equality and the LGBTQ community. And, like, I just... And she's very vocal about it. Like, very vocal about it.
Mm-hmm. And there was her
videos and her interviews and her.
There was recently someone called her out for doing something that they thought was exploitive to, like, black culture. I can't remember what it was. I can look it up. And if you're listening to this, you can look it up and you'll know what I'm talking about. And she immediately apologized for it and took it down because she
I wouldn't be surprised if she actually did something that seemed like it exploited black culture. I mean. It's America, and I feel like it's almost like a pastime to take advantage, like to kind of take black culture and kind of use it for your own means, right? Even if you're not from this culture, whether you know you're doing it or not. And I think the fact that she recognized it or recognized that it upset people and apologized for it sincerely speaks a lot. Like, I think sometimes on both sides of the argument, I think we're too harsh on people sometimes. Like, they call it like we put everybody under, like, a purity test. Like, you do one wrong thing and you're canceled forever, right? But I think that we should understand that I don't believe in that whole nobody's perfect argument. Like, I don't care about that, but people don't know things. Some people aren't aware of shit, and we all were brought up in this culture together. Like, not in a vacuum, but we're all influenced by the same shit. We all have the same racist ideas flowing through our heads, whether you're black, white, Spanish, whatever. And we're all exposed to it. Some of us are more aware of it than others for multiple reasons. So I think we need to provide an opportunity to give sincere people the space to learn this shit without feeling like, you know, there's no room for honest dialogue. And this isn't a thing about cancel culture, whatever, like, fuck that. This is not a MAGA tirade, right? It's just, I just think that we just need more room for more honest conversation.
I agree 1,000%. So, yeah, there are issues with it. I think that there's room for it. And I also think cancel culture is a gift and a curse. Like, there are people who have been found innocent of the things they've been convicted of. Not convicted. Things they've been accused of. And it's like, well, they were accused of it, so they must have done it. It's like, nah, that's not how it works. Like, for example, OJ did that shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, OJ definitely murdered that white woman.
Yes. Like, you know what I mean?
And that white man.
Yeah. Kobe Bryant has admitted that there were things that, like, he did that he regrets. You know what I mean? So he understands that he's not, that he's complicit in her feeling of the way she did, which is important. But I think there's a difference between someone flat out not doing something and then being found innocent of it, as opposed to someone who did something and we know they did it. You know what I mean? So, you know what's funny? That is a great segue. Javi, question for you.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Dancing with the Stars?
I am slightly aware of it. I've never watched an episode.
Are you a fan of Tiger King?
I am. It's the greatest American art form of all time.
Do you know who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars this year?
I do. I just saw it on my timeline. I don't want to blow it up. You can do the reveal.
Oh, no. Essie, Valkyrie, we'd like to do the reveal of who's going to be on Dancing with the Scars. Dancing with the Scars.
Slow down on those Trulies, old man.
Shh. It was the boom sauce that did it.
I just want you to know that old man is over here drinking triple berry Trulies right now. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
But yes, the person that is going to be on Dancing with the Stars is Carol fucking Baskins.
Carol fucking Baskins?
Yes.
Carol fucking Baskins.
So my true and ultimate hope is that Carol Baskins comes out and dances to Eye of the Tiger as her first song. Like, and I feel like
doing that.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
Like, it has to be.
Yeah, so you say that. So I decided to go to Google, and I typed in Tiger Songs.
Every song should be a Tiger Song.
So there's literally a song called Tiger Song in 2009, Tiger in the Jungle, there's Eye of the Tiger, obviously, there's Roar by Prism, Tiger Song by Starteisha, I don't know who the fuck that is, We Tigers, there's Walking in the Jungle, Eye of the Tiger?
Because that's Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I have the tiger.
Yeah, there's so many tiger songs she could dance to, and I feel like she should. The whole show. They should definitely not vote her off, because the only reason people are going to watch is to see Carol Baskin.
Oh, she'll make it to the second to the
she's second. She's bad.
Yeah, second. She'll make it to the second to the last one, because she'll garner ratings. Yeah.
If she makes it to the second round, I have a couple of songs that she could dance to as well.
Are they all soca songs?
No, it's Goodbye Earl by the Chicks.
Yes!
Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Yes! She could.
What about Oda? It's
Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. How about Ja Rule, It's Murder?
Yeah. Gunpowder and Lead by Miranda Lambert. Pretty much songs about women killing their husbands.
Okay, that too. So can we agree the first song is Eye of the Tiger, though?
No.
Why not?
No. Let me tell you, they're saving that for when they're saving that for round two. Because she does not get eliminated in the first day. That's her second song.
No.
It's either a second song or it's the one where she... There's no... There is no way in hell she brings that out first.
I feel like she should. And then we can just interchange. Tiger song, killed my husband's song. Tiger song, killed my husband's song.
There's also Shere Khan. Tiger Bones? Dog, there are a lot of Tiger songs.
Yes, bro. Yes.
Yeah, so,
I mean, if Tiger King taught me anything, people, for some reason, like tigers. Like, there's a real love for tigers.
I want a tiger.
You want a tiger?
If I was, like, if I had fuck you money, I would totally buy a tiger.
I get that.
You wouldn't buy a tiger?
I wouldn't buy a tiger.
I don't know what I would buy with fuck you money.
Fuck you money, I'm buying a tiger.
I'd buy a weed farm.
Although, I might want a leopard, I'm not sure. Oh, a weed farm would be fun, too. I would do that, too.
I'll definitely Mike Tyson.
Would you live there?
I would definitely live there.
Okay.
So I decided to look.
Keep your tigers there if you want.
So I googled.
Yes.
I googled "Kill Your Husband" songs. Would you like to hear the top five?
Yeah, go ahead.
"Before He Cheats," Carrie Underwood.
He's not that one.
"Kiss a Fist" by Florence and the Machine. "Literally Anything" by Miranda Lambert. "Hold Up" by Beyonce. And "Two Black Cadillacs" by Carrie Underwood.
She definitely has to do Lemonade.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
Can she come out in the dress and just be like, "I'm lemonading"? Like,
instead of a bat, is she just feeding a man to a tiger?
Yeah.
Oh God, that would be funny. Oh man.
That is crazy. I might have to watch Dancing with the Stars this season.
Oh no, I'm watching it.
I'm not watching that shit.
I'm definitely watching it. I'm gonna come over you guys' house.
Definitely. I would be totally terrified if I was her dance partner. Because what if she blames you for the loss?
Oh, she's gonna kill you.
She's definitely gonna kill you.
We should have a tiger party.
No.
Yo, I'm gonna put a cat outfit on my. I'm
yes, a cat, like cat
I'm
onesies.
Put a tiger outfit on my cat.
Yes. Let's
awesome.
Do this.
So, yo, with that said, cats. You guys watched Cats recently?
Yeah.
Oh God. We're not talking.
How
about
was it? Greatest movie? Was it the greatest movie of the decade or greatest movie of all time?
So my goal in life was to get as high as possible and watch that movie.
But that was your life's goal.
There was yes.
Congratulations. But,
I know. You've done I achieved
something that
it.
Many people haven't it been able to accomplish.
It was a total letdown.
Oh, damn.
So, I ate all the edibles. I smoked all the bowls. I watched the movie, and I did not understand a fucking thing that was going on. It was just a bunch of cats making up, like, fucking words that, like, aren't real words. I don't fucking know. And but it was weird. They were cat people. But that's what Jellicoe cats are. They're like a humanoid cat.
Was there a cat litter scene?
No. I don't think so. Was there? I don't know. It was really fucked up. Like, even high. Like, there wasn't enough drugs.
Judging by your silence, old man, it sounds like you enjoyed it.
That was one of the biggest waste of times I've ever spent in my life. There were maybe 3 good songs in the entire movie, whole movie was all songs. And there may have been 3 good songs the entire thing. I wish that I went to bed early. That movie was ass. Jennifer Hudson looked like a crackhead cat, the first crackhead cat ever created. Ian McKellen was good as always because, you know, he's Ian McKellen. Jane Duty Dench was fucking amazing because she's, again, Jane Duty Dench. Taylor Swift had an amazing song, but again, Taylor Swift. What the fuck is the guy's name that I can't stand right now? Idris Elba is the fucking man, but he looks weird as a brown cat and he's naked. It looks very sexual and I was aroused and I shouldn't have been. There was one song about a railroad that I loved. So yes, but that all happened in a 25 minute, not even 25. All of that was in within a 15 minute period in a 2 hour movie, and that's not including credits. That movie was ass. You're better off never watching it and watching Pootie Tang. Pootie Tang actually has a better review on Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb than Cats does. Fuck that movie. It's awful. Even, and Valkyrie just said it. Even when you're watching it high, it's ass.
I'm guessing that's 2 out of 5?
If we're only going to 5? Oh, then it's a 0.4.
Okay, cool.
No, I'll give it a 1. I'll give it a 1, because like I said, there were 3 good songs on it. So yes, I'll give it a 1.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the fabled butthole cut. I think that's going to make all the difference.
Do you really think there's going to be an asshole cut? Like, cat balloon knot?
There got to be.
You don't want to see that, though. It's really weird. It's really weird.
It might add that layer of immersion that the movie's missing. No?
All right. I didn't even understand. I don't know. I spent most of the time not even understanding what the fuck was going on. It was so confusing. Because the words weren't real.
Right. No, the words are real. It's just Jellicle.
Maybe they'll release a Snyder cut.
The Snyder cut.
Will there be interpretation? Me and my niece said it needed to be a sing-along.
So this is not even worthy of like a future Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, episode. It's definitely worthy of something of that. If you're just going to sit down and watch the movie and like and just like make fun of it, cool, it's great. It's. Word. I'll put it to you like this. Everyone talks about how bad Justice League is, but Justice League wasn't a terrible movie.
It wasn't?
No, I don't think Justice League was a terrible movie. I don't think...
You're gonna die on that hill, old man?
I'll die on that hill. I don't think Batman vs. Superman was a terrible movie. I think they're both 6s or 7s out of 10. But I don't think it was a terrible movie. Cats was an awful movie. Cats was just bad. If you're gonna Mystery Science Theater it and you're gonna drink and make fun of it, cool, it's fucking great. But otherwise... they should take that movie, put it out behind a barn, and then shoot it.
Oh, shit. Peter's gonna be so upset with that.
I'm not done. Once they shoot it, they should take it and put it in the furnace and then burn it. And then all the vapor that comes from the burning ashes of that, they should freeze it. And then melt that shit into water and then drink it and then piss it out. That movie was god-awful and should never have been created. And the fact that they even spent money on that, they should be a fucking ashamed of themselves. Because the people who did the musical version on that on Broadway, we know those are fake costumes. And those look better than the movie versions of Cats.
All right. I had to let that marinate in my head for a little bit.
Fuck that movie.
I think I got a pretty decent idea of your opinions about this movie.
Fuck that movie. It was awful.
I can't wait to watch it.
Ugh.
So what's next, old man?
Two things. One, before we go, I asked a couple people if they felt that Donald Trump has ever had sex. And my homeboy Matt, I won't say his last name, but homeboy Matt said due to financial influence, Matt asked his wife, and she said, due to financial influence, yes. And then Matt called him a president incel.
Yeah, he had some incel properties about him. I could see that.
So I asked our girl, Mixed Girl Maine. And I said, I was like, hey, are you next to Tree? And she says, yes. And I go, do you think he's ever had sex? And so he's laughing because the question don't make sense. The evidence suggests that he has. I say he's too stupid to know where to put it. He's gotten a hand job but no vaginal insertion. Tree says he's gotten... he's got 11 billion dumb-looking kids. Tree says Stormy Daniels admitted she had sex with him, and he believes women. I said, he painted me in a corner here. I believe women, but hand jobs can be considered sex. Then the response was, But the question he's ever had sex, non-concise sex, the answer is no.
Yeah, I don't think he's good at sex.
Yeah. Then Maine also responded. Also, it don't take much smarts to know where to put it. And statistically, the dumbest people have the most kids. It's all instinct. I can't even be mad at that.
Wow.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that out.
And I have to disagree with our homegirl, Maine, in there. Like, I think that's a myth about the dumbest people having sex. I mean, the dumbest people having the most kids. Poor people might have the most kids, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're stupid. Just want to put that out there.
All right. Before we go, I just want to make sure that we actually bring this up. I was trying to have a more fun episode. I think we actually accomplished that. And I'll take the reins here. Last week, we lost... Actually, a week ago from when this episode goes out, we lost a great performer, an actor, and man, Chadwick Boseman. To me, he was one of the few black male actors that we have who chose their roles specifically to make sure that they weren't cooning it up and they weren't chucking and jiving. He played James Brown, he played Jackie Robinson, he played Thurgood Marshall, he played Black Panther. All four of those people he portrayed are prominent people and a character in the black community. Black Panther is one of the only comic book characters who has a nation that's never been conquered. He's one of the smartest people in comic books, period. He's also one of the best fighters in comic books. Jackie Robinson, we have a day specifically to commemorate all Jackie Robinson's done. He actually died on Jackie Robinson Day, and it was dope that the MLB players during one of the games, they put the number 42 jerseys down and then walked out in protest. That was fucking dope. James Brown, without James Brown, there wouldn't have been rock and roll. Yes, there was Little Richard, but James Brown was one of the people who made it popular. And Chadwick Boseman portrayed him in such a way that showed not just the good, but the bad. Everything that made James Brown as incredible as it was. And he sang those songs. So that should be mentioned. And lastly, Thurgood Marshall, the first black Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. That's correct, am I right, Javi?
Thurgood Marshall?
Yes.
Yes, he's the first black Supreme Court justice.
And what was dope about it was they didn't do a movie where he was already Chief Justice. They showed him...
He wasn't Chief Justice. He was
Justice of the Court. Justice of the Court. Sorry, thank you for correcting me.
Specific role within the Supreme Court.
Thank you. Want to make sure that I get this right, so thank you for correcting me. They didn't show that when he hit that top tier. They showed him during a court case where he was still just a lawyer. And even in that case, he wasn't allowed to be a lawyer. They tried to hold him down as much as possible, and they showed what it was like to be a black man and a black lawyer in those times. It was a beautiful movie, and everything that he's done has been an inspiration to me. I think was it Seven Bridges that he did, or 12 Bridges?
I'm not familiar with that movie. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think I watched a lot of Chadwick Boseman's movies.
21 Bridges. It was 21 Bridges. He did it. It's on Netflix now. It's a dope movie.
That's this weekend. I'm off. I'm definitely gonna watch some of the movies I haven't seen.
I don't really get
a 12 Brothers, the one on Netflix, the Vietnam one.
21 Bridges.
Oh, that was okay.
When you see it, you'll understand why. Like, I loved it as much as I did. For me, there's a lot that goes on with Chadwick Boseman dying. I was a big fan of his, and I don't get emotional when celebrities die because a lot of them don't mean anything to me. Before this, the last time I got emotional when a celebrity died was Roddy Piper. Because he was the first person I know in entertainment that was just like an asshole. He was a jackass. He was a wrestler. He's a movie star, and it was what I wanted to be at the time. So for me, it was a bit different. Chadwick Boseman dying hit me really fucking hard because it, like I said, like he was an inspiration. And the gentleman who's going to be Shang-Chi tweeted out that without Chadwick Boseman, he wouldn't have gotten a shot to play Shang-Chi. A lot was riding on this Black Panther movie, and I don't know if a lot of people understand what it meant. I have white friends who have texted me going, hey, my kid wants to be Black Panther for Halloween. Is that okay? Because they watched this movie and were like, he's my hero. He's the guy I wanted to be. It wasn't Superman. It wasn't Spider-Man. They wanted to be Black Panther. That's fucking dope to me. It was it was moments like that that really hit me as a comic book guy. And it was something, and this may be, I tried to record this episode Tuesday, and I wonder why there were a lot of interruptions, and it could have been the universe saying, now's not the time. But one thing that I didn't mention in the episode that didn't go out was the moment me and my grandmother and Valkyrie went to go see this movie. And I told Valkyrie, I was like, I can't go see this movie without my grandmother. I can't. It just, to me, it just doesn't seem right. And it was one of the best moments that I really it felt really good to watch this with my grandmother. Like, and I've said before that, like, Black Panther may not have been the best part of that movie, but he was the star. He was the marquee name going into this. And without him, we don't get the movies that are going to go forward. And the world stopped when he died. Like, I was on Twitter that night, and it was just, nothing else was trending. Everything was Boseman, Chadwick, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall. Like, everything was about him. That doesn't happen with everybody. Like, we've had celebrities die before, and they don't have the impact on the world that he did. That shows me the type of man that he was. The type of man, no, not even was, the type of man that he is. Because he will, like, he may be gone from the physical world, but his memory, his legacy will live on. So, for me, that meant a lot. When you find a person, and then, like, to pass away with his family, with his wife, in which I found out later that it was like his high school girlfriend, his high school love. That's fucking amazing. Like, how often do you get to hear a story like that, man? It's funny because I still fight tears just talking about that because it did mean a lot. Like, I'm a Black man, so when you hear stuff like that, you don't necessarily always get the opportunity to say these things, to be these things, to do what he does. You don't get the opportunity to be more than just a character that's a Tyler. No, I shouldn't say this. You don't get more to be a character that's just a misrepresentation of what you stand for. And I love that about him. And he had so much life ahead of him. And the fact that he got diagnosed in 2016 and he continued to put out movies. And not just movies, he continued to put out action movies. He continued to play these roles that were probably, that were definitely emotionally draining. Imagine being on set and you're playing Jackie Robinson, Thurgood Marshall, and James Brown, and you're playing a Black man in an era where you're going to have to hear your white co-host say the word nigger. Like, that's going to be draining. You know what I mean? Or, like, just, he's from South Carolina, I believe. And, like, so you imagine that he's probably been called that or heard that word more times than he would have liked to. So he continued to persevere. And then when I saw a picture of him, I think it was maybe February or March, and he was dropping all that weight, I was like, fuck, he looks sick. Mm-hmm. But my positive mind was like, well, maybe he's losing weight for a role. Yeah. But obviously we saw he died of stage 4 colon cancer. And
I don't know where he was. But yeah, it definitely was colon cancer, which, you know, And he was young.
43.
Like, colon cancer. 43 years old. I feel like the ages that we're seeing people die of colon cancer in particular just keeps getting younger.
A buddy of mine, my former editor, actually, I asked him if he wanted to say anything about this. He recorded something, so let me just give me a second. I'm gonna play it.
Say what you say. I was gonna say too, like what Subbu just said is really important. Like colonoscopy should be a routine thing for men, especially men of color.
Yes, absolutely.
Past like a certain age, and I know people are like against it, but the age is getting younger and younger that people are dying from. Colon cancer. It's becoming a very prominent issue.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
You can continue. I just thought that was an important piece to throw in
there. It is absolutely.
Annual testing. It's just like women with mammograms. Like, annual testing is just really important.
Absolutely.
And nobody wants to, like, get a colonoscopy or friggin' a mammogram, but, like,
It's necessary.
Testing's important.
Thank you for. I really appreciate you saying that.
Because that was my educational piece for the night.
No, but you're right. But like, I appreciate you and Javi being, and granted, what I'm saying is important. But you guys being more responsible in saying that things like this need to be mentioned.
Yeah.
So, this is Rob, my former editor. So I just want to make sure that he got his voice out when I say this. So just give me a second to make sure I hit play, because I want to make sure that I get this right. Because, you know. And this is why we should have an editor. Back to the original point where we talked about earlier, and like how we need an editor.
Hey, I just want you to think about it, bro. I don't want you to jump into something you're uncomfortable with. It's no pressure. Take some time to think about it. Let me know what you think.
I think it's a great idea, honestly. Especially considering that I can't get this shit to work.
I'm giving his thoughts here on Chadwick Boseman's passing. So, on Friday night, I received a message from someone that just said, "Is this fake?" And it was a tweet from the AP on Chadwick Boseman passing away after a battle with colon cancer. I looked at it for a second, I'm like, huh? Like, this can't be real. But, I mean, in the back of my head, I felt like, this is the AP. The AP, the Associated Press, does not make this stuff up. So then, literally within about, I think, 2 or 3 minutes later, Chadwick Boseman's official Twitter account made it official that he passed away. And I was shocked. I was stunned. I'm sure I share those same feelings with everyone, but it was just a very abrupt ending of someone who I admired for what he did in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and just across movies these past few years. But given that I did write about comic book movies and whatnot for a few years, I'm going to hone in a little bit on what he did with Black Panther, because with Black Panther, that was a cultural movement of something on Hollywood that I don't think I've seen in my lifetime. Now, I'm 26 years old, so I have not seen it all, but from in that span, I have not seen something like Black Panther gravitate and just unite people together in this new light for giving a black superhero a big stage, and just this cool badass character that just took over the movie screen. It was electric and mesmerizing. And while Black Panther was always a long-time Marvel Comics character, it was Chadwick Boseman who brought out those features in T'Challa throughout these Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, starting with Civil War. He brought out Black Panther and who this character was. He brought out the personality, and he made this figure into a one that just went beyond anyone's imagination, and it went beyond just the movie screen too. He became like the Black Panther in real life. Obviously, he wasn't fighting invaders in Wakanda, but he reached out to other people who had cancer just being as this figure who stood out as Black Panther, that's what probably little kids knew him by. He spoke out positively in media. He was a great figure in the baseball world, too, for what he did with starring in 42 as Jackie Robinson. And, yeah, just everything he did just seemed to transcend what he did on the screen to just something that was just larger than life. Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. Chadwick Boseman was larger than life. A larger than life figure for, and he just did this in the past couple of years with the few roles that he played. Amid battling colon cancer, and that I would guess includes getting in shape for Black Panther, which he was very much in shape for, and then starring in all these other movies along the way while he was battling this horrific disease or this condition. And yeah, it's just amazing when you look at it. It's amazing. And so hard to put him into words a couple days later. It's still very, very difficult. Because what Boseman did was awesome for what he did for, like, moviegoers and to entertain people. But that what he did to put himself through it, I mean, we don't know. I mean, we still don't know what actually went on behind the scenes. I mean, yes, he did, obviously was battling cancer. But did he have any type of hiccups along the way when he was filming these movies? Did it wear on further on his health? What happened? It's impossible to speculate on. It's just questions I have running through my head. But the fact that he went through all this just makes his legacy just incredible. And unfortunately, we lost him way before he could complete a fulfilled legacy. But for what he did, especially in this, I would say, 5 to 7 year span, is unforgettable, and he has left his mark on Hollywood. And we all have to be forever grateful for what he did for millions of people.
That was Rob Wolkenbrod, my former editor. Still someone I keep in contact with, and someone who he was on. The reason I brought him up there, and for the people who are still listening, when Black Panther started out and was, like, you know, getting a lot of momentum, I felt the need to speak about it. I felt the need to write about the character and what it means. And he, and sometimes an editor will go, well, I don't think this is a good idea because we don't know how people will react to it. But he always made sure that I had a platform to speak about it as a Black man. Like, you know what I mean? He could have just been like, oh, well, we don't know how they're going to react to it and we shouldn't say anything and we'll kind of keep it at that. But he's always made it a point to make sure that I had a platform to do it. So I kind of felt that, like, when he was one of the people I asked, like, hey, do you mind, you know, speaking on your opinion on that? So I just wanted to make sure that I brought that out. Super Bowl, do you have any anything to add to any of this topic in general?
Damn, I gotta go after you two. Like, you guys said a lot, and I think everything you guys said really told the truth about everything Chadwick Boseman meant, as almost everything that Chadwick Boseman meant. Chadwick Boseman meant as an artist. I guess I'll take a slightly different spin on it. Chadwick graduated from Howard University. He studied directing, which means to me that he had a very intimate understanding about how Black people across the diaspora were shown in Hollywood, in books, fiction, right? Like, it was always through the white gaze and through stereotypical views of what it meant to be Black, what it meant to be African, what Africa was, what Black communities were. And you can tell that the roles he chose and the approach he took to playing these characters, he wanted to subvert that white gaze. A lot of stories have been coming out about his conversations around the roles he took.
Yeah.
And he would literally, you know, reject roles based on the way they viewed, the way they showed the black experience. When it comes to Black Panther, it's the movie that I'm most familiar about with him, because I didn't really follow him before that. I love that movie, not just because I'm a Black Panther fan, but because of the way it showed Africa. You know, not some desolate, dangerous place, but a bright, beautiful, you know, even though Wakanda isn't a real place, but you have hubs of technology, like in Nigeria, you know, all over Africa, with intelligent, innovative people doing great things, and the colorful culture and the positivity that is Africa. I think that was all encapsulated in Black Panther, and I think a lot of that had to do with not just the director, who was great, but also Chadwick's approach to playing the Black Panther. Like he said that, he said these words, he's like, T'Challa isn't going to be the magical Negro of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And I think that's a huge thing that I don't think that understand, that people don't understand, like, when we have these black characters, they can't be, as you said, the magical Negro. Luke Cage can't be that. Black Panther can't be that. Storm, who hasn't really been represented well for the last 20 years, can't be that. You know what I mean? But we, thankfully, we have a Black Panther movie where we have Shuri, we have Okoye, we have Nakia, we have the Queen Mother, who have all been, like, positive. Oh, shit, M'Baku. Shit, even Killmonger. Like, we have these characters who are positive. We have these characters who are strong. We have these characters who aren't shucking and jiving, which I said before, because it's important that we have that. Like,
And I agree with that. But I think for Chadwick, I don't think there's any better monument to the person he was than that legacy he left of that mark he left on the view that moviegoers had of Africa, of black people in this other world, right? Like, that's like, if we can only be that fortunate to be able to accomplish what he accomplished in such a short, unfortunately short life. I mean, like, his legacy, like, that's a legacy that lasts forever. And, you know, it's crazy that I think he's going to be remembered somewhat like the people that he played in those roles. It's nuts to me.
You know what I mean? And while he may have, while we salute him as he rests in peace, I just want to point out the one of the scenes in Black Panther, and he goes, "As you can see, I am not dead." And I think that's important, because while he may have passed on in the physical realm, I feel that he will always live on with us through the movies he's done, what he's accomplished, what he means to a lot of people, millions and maybe billions of people across the world. I think it's important that we mention that, like, your physical death doesn't necessarily mean that you're not part of this world anymore. But the legacy he leaves behind is incredibly important. Doc, we have anything to add?
Oh, I mean, you guys kind of, like, already said it. I don't know if I really.
But
can,
I know.
Can top any of it?
But but you've also spoken a lot about, like, I remember when you saw, when we both saw 42, you were like, I think that was both our first introduction to him and what he could be. And then when he put out Get On Up, we were like, oh my God, like, this is two in a row. And then we found out he was cast as Black Panther. And you mentioned about how, like, he's picking his roles I guess properly may be the best word for it. And you spoke on how it was like, it's important that we have actors like this who are doing roles like this. So, how did you feel when he passed?
I mean, it was obviously very disheartening. It was like getting a taste of something, right? Of like what could be.
Yeah.
And then watching it being pulled away. Because like you were saying, he was very choosy about his roles and how he was seen as a man of color, like in movies. Like that was important to him to be like playing these roles where, because every role, you know, you see every black man in is like some kind of thug or some kind of,
stereotypical type of thing.
Stereotypic type of thing. So like, and like everybody loved him, right? It wasn't like, it didn't matter who you were. Like everybody was like, wow, this guy is great. He's amazing. So like, for me, I think I brought this up to you when I was talking to you about it, when it first happened. For me, it's like, I'm so curious about like what they're going to do with the movie, because how are they going to replace that? And I feel like, what could they do to honor it, to honor him, really? Like how do you...
I think you said it, you hit the nail on the head when it was like, you didn't bring up recasting him. You brought up...
Oh, they would never be able to recast him.
But like, yeah, that's my point. Like, and you brought it up perfectly. It's like not recasting him. It's honoring him.
Yeah, no, we'd have to... The whole storyline has to change. Like, obviously, his sister has to take it over or whatever. Because there's... I mean, I feel like it would be a very... In poor taste and a very bad move if they decided to replace him with a new, like, black actor. Like, that would be a serious problem. Like, and I hope... Like, obviously, I'm hoping that they're smart enough and... I guess empathetic enough not to try to do something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to see T'Challa come back to the MCU at some point, but I agree. I think that like any time in the next, I don't know, even 10 years doing that might be a little too early, but
yeah,
I think that role T'Challa, because Shuri, even in the comic book, she was Black Panther for a while.
Yeah.
But her character represents something distinct from T'Challa. Like, they represent two different things. I think that what T'Challa represents is too important to disappear forever, but I definitely think there needs to be a good amount of time. And narratively, it needs to make sense.
Both of you said, he's too important of a character to just... Not a character, excuse me. He's too important of a person to just recast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't just some actor who kind of just, like, disappeared. But he wasn't just some actor. He was an important person. The world, like, doesn't stop. Like I said earlier, the world doesn't stop just for anybody. Yeah. The world stopped for him. And so, it's, I'll be interested to see what they do. I don't even know if I'm interested, to be honest with you. I just hope that whatever comes out of this, that they're as responsible with his legacy as possible.
Yeah. And this stuff happened. I mean, and I know it's kind of yucky talking about this, but
yeah, it is.
I mean, it is a franchise that's going to continue. Like, MCU isn't going anywhere. And I'm thinking about things that happened. I'm thinking about Carrie Fisher. She passed away. And mm-hmm. She was a very important component of that franchise.
Yes.
And I think the way they treated that was... I think it was very respectful. They could even go that route. But, I don't know. It's even too early probably to even have these types of conversations.
I refuse to even write. I'm not writing about it. Yeah. It'll be a long time before I can actually get comfortable enough to write about my feelings towards like a Black Panther project because it's like I feel a certain way about it. And Screen Rant like almost immediately put something out saying like what's next, and while they deleted it, it was screen gapped. Like, you know what I mean? People people were like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, no, I wasn't thinking about it in that aspect. I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, I guess I didn't mean it in that aspect. I don't know how they're going to deal with such a detrimental loss.
You're not worried.
Like, how is that movie going to be what it
is? You're not worried about the casting. You're worried about, like, making sure his legacy is still intact. But like Screen Rant writing what next now, and the fact that they took it down, it's like, well, that says a lot of, and it's like a company like that you'd assume would know better. You know what I mean? And shout out to, and like my the company that I write for didn't do that. And oldmanwade.com, we both knew that like this wasn't the time to do that. Like there are some times where like one of us would hit the other one up and go, hey, we should write about this. This was a situation where we kind of both just were like, oh, we should probably just mourn what just happened and went on with it. Because this isn't just a death. This is an important person who passed on. And this isn't the time to try to get clicks and views and things like that. Like, it's just in incredibly poor taste. Will I eventually write about that? Probably. I'm pretty sure me and Superwolf will have conversations about this in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
But right now, within like a week, and even within a month, it just doesn't really seem like the time to do it. And I don't know if I will ever be in a place to do something like that. Like, every so often I get the urge to write something about Roddy Piper, and I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable doing that, especially considering how he was sexually assaulted as a wrestler. That's another story for another time. I'll send you links on stuff like that. But like, his death meant something to me. And so like, we've all been in situations where someone will die in like, and we don't even have to know the person. Like, there have been someone actually posted something on Instagram about like how you should never feel bad. Like, you know, if you're a like, if someone dies and you don't know them, you don't have to feel bad about that, because like it can be hurtful. Like, these are things that legitimately, like you feel something when it happened. So obviously, like, you know, how am I supposed to you can move on. Like, these characters do mean something to you. They do have an impact on your life. So if you're a little black boy growing up and all you know is Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Captain America, and Thor, and then out of nowhere, you have this black king, not just a character, you have this black king who comes out of nowhere, the ruler of a country that's never been colonized, ruler of a country that's more advanced than anyone else in the world, the ruler of this country that's one of the best fighters and toughest people in the world, then yeah, you have the right to feel that way, because it's like, how are you supposed, like, you know what I mean? It's, for you, it is new and it is different for me to move on. So I don't think that anybody should feel a certain way going forward, or feeling like they can cry or feeling emotional towards his death. And even if it's not Black Panther, like, Jackie Robinson died. Chadwick Boseman paid tribute to them. Same thing with James Brown, same thing with Thurgood Marshall. He paid tribute to these characters. You're more than justified for feeling a certain way about that. And I don't want anyone to feel that they shouldn't or they can't feel a certain way. If you gotta cry, cry. If you feel that you need to get emotional, then get emotional, because this does affect you, and never hide away from your emotions. All right, this has been the Old Man Wade Show. I wanted to make sure that we were really serious about this specific topic. I want to thank Valkyrie for speaking her part. I want to thank Superwoke Javi for saying his piece. I want to thank Rob Rokenbaum for saying his piece on that as well.
Damn it, Wade!